Welcome to the Tradeswomen Australia podcast series that promotes women in trades. Here you'll hear stories of success and ambition from some of the industry's most inspirational women.
Cassandra is a painter and decorator from rural Victoria and has recently started up her own business. Today, Cass shares some insights on what it's like to go out on your own and be a painter.
Hi everyone, my name's Cassandra Shanahan, or just Cassie for short. I've been painting for nearly 10 years now, and I've just gone out on my own with my own painting company.
So Cass, why painting and how did you get into it?
Well, I've just always been sort of the arty person, I guess, and uni just didn't interest me at all. I just thought, you know, more like hands-on sort of work. And then, yeah, just applied for a job, was easy as that, and landed it, which was good. That was the first, when I first started my apprenticeship, and then since then it's just been like a word-of-mouth thing, like from each job since then as I changed companies a couple of times.
And Cass, can you please walk us through a typical day in your shoes?
A typical day for me can be doing lots of things. So because I'm running the own business and I'm the only one involved, can be office work, like sending out invoices, checking email, writing up quotes, all that sort of stuff. Or I can be, you know, physically on a construction site or on painting, you know, a little old granny's house or just anywhere that, any building that needs painting, painting's only really half of it. Part of my job is just the preparation, so I can be sanding, filling holes, gapping, pressure washing, all sorts of things, and then, yeah, finishing up with the painting to make it all look good.
How long have you had your business for?
Just under a year.
And what's your business called?
It's just called Cassie's Coatings. I have a Facebook page, it's called Cassie's Coatings Painting and Decorating Services, Cassie with a Y. If you're looking for it.
And how's it been running your own business?
Running my own business at first was daunting and exciting and everything all rolled into one. Learning how to run a business, like the office side of things. That was all new to me because I'd previously for the past sort of 9 years always been an employee, so I never had to worry about any of that. not quite 1 year into it now, everything's running a bit more smoothly, and yeah, some days are pretty long and some days you need to get a boss so you can have a day off if you want, but as long as you can pay the bills.
I love that attitude. And along the way, have you had any role models or anyone you've looked up to help you get to where you are now?
So my best mate, Jared, he runs a painting company of his own. And because he had already been out on his own for a few years, like, he was a really good mentor, just what I had to set up, like, get my accounting right, get the right... like, you know, right registrations, you know, make sure you got your insurance. Like, yeah, he helped me through getting all that set up. So, yeah, without him, I might have been a bit more stuck.
And when you did tell all your friends and family that you were going to pursue a career as a painter, were they all supportive?
Yeah, so my partner, Brad, he was supportive from the get-go. He's like, you know, I reckon you can do it. I'll back it all the way. So that was like really nice to have that support. That sort of, you know, you've got this attitude was really, really nice. I think a few of my family, like at first, I think my parents' initial reaction was like, you know, are you sure? Like, it's a lot of work. And then when, like, they knew I was serious and, you know, I was going to give this everything I had, then they were like, yep, all right, we got you back now. Like, you're not just doing this all willy-nilly. You're actually going to go and have a proper shot at it. So, yeah, a little bit of a mix of ranges of reactions.
And you're totally rocking it now. Do you have any tips for someone who's interested in pursuing a career as a painter?
There's good and bad that comes with it. Like, the good is like you just completely transform a building. You know, it might be run down or something like that, and just that satisfaction of bringing it back to life, making it look amazing, like, you know, it's good to have that sort of satisfaction about it. So yeah, you can sort of enjoy that, but the, you know, it's not easy. People are not always for you, some are against you, so you just don't expect it to be easy, I guess, but certainly give it a go.
Yeah, it's not a walk in the park.
Yeah, it's not a walk in the park, that's for sure, but you got the right attitude and give it a go. I don't see why anyone can try it out.
And would you like to see more women in painting, and how do you think we could achieve that?
I don't really think it's a girl or a guy thing. It's not like a certain gender should be doing it. It just doesn't have to be more girls or more boys. It's just equal, and whoever wants to do it does it. Probably ways that they could try and get more girls involved. People just got rid of the stereotypes that they have. Yeah, you can't do that boys job, or girls sometimes just sort of push you to go and do uni instead of like a trade. So, or even just family like supporting you. So it sort of could come from all different areas, I reckon.
And when you first started out, how did you come across your first job? Did you go around handing out flyers or resumes? You know, how did it all happen for you?
First job, this was back when ads were in the newspapers. I don't know if they do that anymore. I think it's all online now. But yeah, it was just as simple as saw a job advertised in the newspaper, in the local Border Mail newspaper, and yeah, just rang them up and applied for that one and managed to get it.
And now that you have your own business, and I'm sure you'll have applicants soon, what would you expect to see in your ideal candidate?
Look, I've never thought about that. I just expect them to have a good attitude, not be entitled, to be all right with getting hands-on and dirty, I guess. It's not exactly a clean job. yeah, give it a go.
And Cass, what do you have planned for your future in the trade industry?
Well, I'm hoping, yeah, to have longevity in my career painting and be able to keep being the boss for as long as possible. And, you know, I guess one day down the track, get people working for me, or, you know, perhaps grow the business.
And Cass, what's your favourite job to do at work? Is it painting weatherboards?
I just love cutting in with the brush. Like, some people use spray guns or rollers or whatever, but yeah, I could just be on the brush all day, I reckon. Just could do little, you know, intricate patterns or feature walls, decorative type of feature walls, or if it was just on the brush all day, I'd be pretty happy, I reckon.
And what moments in your career are there that you're really proud of?
Those little achievements get pretty proud of, just each job that I finish, like knowing that I've made the customer happy and their property now looks amazing, like this little win each day. And then I guess a bigger win where I thought, you know, this is more of a career than a job. When I was in my third year of my apprenticeship, I was Dulux runner-up apprentice of the year, and that was our, we made the top four out of Australia, so I was pretty impressed with myself then. I don't want to get a big head about it.
That's brilliant, Cass. What an achievement. That is amazing. You've had such a successful career. Before we wrap up the show, you have to tell us, how did you do it?
Once I sort of, I guess, believed in my abilities and show people what I'm capable of, but, you know, let my work and my painting stand and shine instead of just my gender, then that sort of makes all the difference, I reckon. And once, yeah, once I believe in myself a bit more, I think that was it. I was on a roll.
Good on you, Cass. And how can listeners get in touch with you?
Anyone wants to contact me can just go through Tradesman Australia.
Thanks so much, Cass. We appreciate having you on the show. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. We apologise this week for the audio. Please stick around for some special show notes. Thank you for tuning into today's show in partnership with the Federal Department of Education and Training Real Skills for Real Careers. You can find out more about pursuing an apprenticeship and beginning your lady trade career on our website at www.tradeswomenaustralia.com.au or on the myskills.gov.au website. If you enjoyed our show today, please leave us a 5-star rating and spread the word to encourage more women into trades. Thanks again and catch you next week.